I went to the supermarket yesterday and I saw something that I'd never seen before. What did you think it was?
Never seen before. I figured it must be broccoli or some other sort of carrot, healthy vegetable.
Maddie, our producer, Maddie Lucas.
I'm going to say a bar of soap.
You were both wrong.
What about a toilet duck?
I'd never seen this in the supermarket before ever in my life. And I'd love to know, has anyone else? On 133353, do you use it? I had to look down on the sign. It was in the fruit and veggie section.
Mm-hmm.
It was yellow. It looked like octopus tentacles, right?
Okay.
And it was like there.
It wasn't from the Odd Bunch, you know.
It looked like a crown of thorn starfish, but these big, fat, yellow, tentacle-looking things.
Crown of thorns? Yeah, no, you know, it's more like a sea urchin.
Well, a sea urchin crown of thorns with a big, fat, yellow thing. And then I took a picture of what it was, and that's what it was.
Fat yellow fingers, and it's a Buddha's hand.
Buddha's hand. $10.90 a kilo.
You feel for Buddha, don't you?
He's selling them now.
That's what your hand looks like.
You live beside the nuclear plant. But seriously.
I've got 16 fingers on my left.
I was never good at maths at school. Okay, how many fingers? 16? No, wrong. No. 133353. Have you ever used...
Did you buy it?
No. I came home and researched it. And what? Because I picked it up and it smelled of lemon. And what it is, it's a multi-fingered citron. And...
citron, as in from the family of like
citrus,
oranges, lemons, limes.
Yeah, and apparently,
did it have like a waxy sort of skin, like a lemon? It's a weird looking thing.
Yeah, it was a weird. Like, if you put that out on your table,
it looks like a bunch of yellow carrots, bent carrots that were bent out of shape.
All that had been, just weird. But and they smelled a bit of lemon. And then I had to have a look. And you can use it in food. It can be sliced raw or cooked. It's used in salad, baked goods, preserves, pickles. And then I read somewhere, some people even put it under their arm if you want to go that far, because it freshens up
your body.
Yeah, it gives a nice citric smell.
And then cook with it.
And then you go with a different little finger.
If you start trying to offload Buddha's hand to me at lunchtime, I'm going to say no, politely decline.
Does anyone buy Buddha's hand? And what do you use it for? 133353.
$10 a kilo. It's
$10 a kilo.
Not like it's cheap.
Oh, it's not cheap. Nor are capsicums at the moment. But
I know, $14 a kilo.
Unbelievable.
I needed a red one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, really expensive.
And if you know you're posh if you're buying yellow capsicums.
Yeah. Oh, very much so. Well, we've got Ray.
Ray from Gosford.
Hey, boys.
How are you going, mate?
Yeah, mate, have you ever seen one of these, or a used one?
No, I haven't. I haven't actually seen one or used one at all. They do sound very fascinating.
Mate, as I said, I had to go and research it yesterday, and you can use it in cooking. You can use it in potpourri. Is that what they call it? And some people even wipe it under their arm.
I like how we went into things you've never seen before in a supermarket. We ended up with soap, toilet duck.
Carrot. Broccoli.
Yeah.
But I just find it funny how it's got all these fingers on it, but... I just Googled it myself. It looks quite amazing, actually. So, but I did catch Paddy yesterday at the shops, Rob.
Oh, did you really? Know? No, I didn't know. What was he doing?
He was doing his shopping. He was running around, sweating up like a pig as usual.
Okay. He didn't have a Buddha's hand hanging out of his back pocket?
No, he didn't have a Buddha's hand. He didn't have a Buddha's hand, but he did have some fingers. I called him out at Baker's Delight getting a couple of finger buns.
Is a lie.
Gerard and big fat finger bun.
And you know what he did? He goes, mate, I better go because I've got to go eat this in the car before I go home to curse. That's what he said.
That is a lie.
Would have had like the full soft mock cream all over the top of it too.
Mate, it was one of those apple custard sort of finger buns. And he just said, you know, don't worry about the kids and curse. They're not getting nothing. So, curse the kids. If you hear this, just letting you know your dad's eating supper in the car.
Oh, and so you don't know. Probably jammed half in his gob before he saw you and then started talking to you as you were passing him, spitting bits of custard.
Well, I'm a bit disgusted that he can go buy a finger bun, but he can't buy spinach for his daughter.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I know. It was, oh, mate, poor Hannah.
It was $5 bags of lettuce, and there's so many of those bags of lettuce that get thrown away all the time, and I'm sick of buying them because they'll open all these different bags, and it cost me a fortune in throwaway lettuce, so that's why you go for the finger. And I did not. You rave
on. A finger bun a day will keep the doctor away.
Your finger bun was $7.90, mate.
That's some finger bun.
That is just a lie.
It was a family share loaf, the pull-apart loaf, all for himself.
It's an outright lie.